Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey there, it's Dave, and welcome back to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. As you know, this is the show where I help you how to live stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much, much more. This is episode 104. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What I'm going to be teaching you today is, this show is actually called You Become Them. Here's what I'm going to, before I get into it, let me just, I want to thank you so much for being here, first of all. Secondly, I want to let you know that I've been really getting into Periscope lately. It's an app on the iPhone or on Droid. And what it is, it's basically like a live video broadcast where here's what I've been doing with it. I've been sending out a live inspiration every single morning. I kind of do my run / walk in the morning. Then sometime it really varies, but sometimes let's say roughly around the 9 p.m. Eastern time, as I'm finishing up my run and winding down and cooling down, I'll turn on my little iPhone and do a Periscope broadcast for you to inspire you, to get you motivated for the day. And the cool thing about Periscope, if you're not on it, if you're on it, you know this already, but if you're not on it, it's totally interactive. So as I'm speaking, I can be talking to you, I can be saying hi to you, you can be asking me questions in the little chat box and I answer your questions directly. I'm telling you something, it's a really, really, really cool platform. So if you're not on Periscope, make sure you download the app. It's just called Periscope. And it's available on iPhone or Droid, and make sure when you do download it and install it, you follow me, David Matto, and then whenever I do a scope, we call it a scope, it's a broadcast, you will get a notification that David Matto is live. You click here and you watch me. It's pretty darn cool. It's growing. It's pretty much in its infancy right now, but I'm telling you something, in a short amount of time, even like in a year or two, it's going to be tremendous. It's owned by Twitter, so it's going to be big. There's not kind of like a come and go type thing. It's really going to be big. Periscope. Make sure you follow me on it. It's kind of like the way things are going. But anyway, so what I'm going to be talking about today is, I think it's really, really important, and you might even want to take some notes and write this one important thing down, because the important message I have for you is you become the people you hang around with. So in other words, whoever you're hanging around with, that is what type of person you evolve into. It doesn't happen overnight, but it does happen. I've also heard that I'm not sure who says this, but it's you are kind of like a sum or an average of the five closest people you hang around with. You become them. So what does that mean? Well, here's the thing. If you're hanging around people that enjoy going to the bar and drinking, then chances are you're going to be going to the bar and drinking. If your friends are all smoking, you're going to be smoking probably. If they're doing drugs, guess what? You're going to be doing some drugs. It happened. I'm telling you something. It is the way it goes. If you're hanging around people that are eating vegan, guess what? There's a very, very good chance you're going to become vegan. If you're hanging around people that read books, you're going to be reading books. If you're hanging around people that are very, very responsible with their money, then chances are you're going to be responsible with your money. If you're hanging around people that live just for the weekend and blow their money on the weekend, then you'll probably be doing the same thing. I can tell you an interesting story. Yesterday, I had to take some dry cleaning up to the local laundry place. I had to pick something up, so I went to the local, my dry cleaner. And next to the dry cleaner, a couple doors down, there's this tremendous sports bar. So it's a Saturday afternoon, and I'm walking into the cleaners, and I see outside the sports bar there's like five or six or seven guys just hanging out there. They're smoking cigarettes, they're talking really, really loud, and they're cussing, they're using the F word and F this and F that, and they're screaming, and they're talking about the game that's on today. And I'd say, so here's the deal. People that are hanging around those people, they've all become the same person. I mean, they sound the same, they're using the same dirty language. All they care about is this is the game. They're kind of living in the moment. And that, I'm not knocking that necessarily, but people that hang around those types of people become those types of people. As opposed to if you're hanging around somebody that is a runner, you're going to probably become a runner. If you're hanging around a skier, you're going to probably become a skier. Hanging around somebody that is very goal-oriented and has goals and is focused and writes goals down and reads them every day, then you're probably going to become that type of person. So it's really, really interesting. We can kind of design our lives based on the type of people that we're hanging around. I'll give you a real life example. I've got so many of these, but here's like a fairly recent real life example. About a year and a half ago, I got involved with a group, and I hope some of the people are actually listening. I know Sharon, my very good friend Sharon McRae, is probably listening to this, but she organizes this really nice potluck plant-based meetup dinner once a month. And when I go to, and I started going to these dinners about a year and a half ago or so. And when I go to these dinners, it's like very, very like-minded people. Everybody there is, first of all, they're really nice, they're cool, they're like generous, they're caring people, and they're plant-based. So it's this large community of all these people that are kind of eating the same way. They feel the same way about life. They're just nice. And people that tend to go to like this type of dinner that I've been going to, you start to become friendly with these people and you start to live your life the same way. There are people that kind of come into the dinner that know nothing about it. Maybe they're curious. They want to know more about living vegan or plant-based lifestyle. And before they know it, they're kind of immersed in this community and they've become one. And that kind of sounds a little weird. It kind of sounds almost like a cult. It's not a cult. It's just a very, very healthy way of living and eating. But again, if you choose to hang around people that are drinking beer, eating chicken wings and nachos and a lot of cheese, then you're probably going to be doing that. So be very careful who you hang around with. Now, it's funny. I did a little Scope broadcast this morning after my run on this exact topic, and I got some really, really good questions. And one of the questions I can remember was somebody asked, can you really control who you hang around with? Can you really control who your friends are? And my answer to that is absolutely. Oh my God, absolutely. You have total control over who your friends are, who you hang around with. I'm going to use a very kind word. I've actually loosened up or released some friends that I just wasn't really in. I didn't feel I was aligned with. And I didn't feel like having a relationship with these people was really doing my life any good. For example, somebody that all they care about is money and that's all they talk about. And they really don't have any other purpose or focus in life. I don't want to hang around somebody like that. That's to me, that's crazy. And that's not the way my life is going. So I want to hang around. I mean, I generally choose to hang around. Here's who I hang around. I hang around. First of all, I hang around a lot of people that eat really healthy plant-based diets. Not all, but a lot of my friends are. I've got some friends that are not, but I hang around people that like to get out and move their body as opposed to sitting on the sofa on the weekends and watching college football. I don't choose to hang around people that hang around bars and wineries. I'm not saying anything bad about wineries, and occasionally going to a winery is fine, but people that make that their entire life or lives, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I just choose not. That's not the way I want to live my life. So absolutely, you can choose your friends. You can pick the people you hang around with. And also the people that hang around you, if you're leading by example, they're going to become more like you. So it's kind of like almost like a husband and wife. Hopefully some of the best qualities in each of them, they kind of come together, mold together and become that like really one cool individual. Now, somebody also asked me this morning, what about family members? You can't really pick your family members. And that's really true. And that sometimes becomes a dilemma. That's very, very difficult because I've got some family members that I love them all, but some of my family members are not really living, like, in my opinion, like the healthiest life they can. And it's very frustrating, especially seeing them at dinners, family dinners, holidays. Thanksgiving's going to be coming up. And it really bothers me, kind of makes me cringe on the inside when I see the unhealthy lifestyle. And then, of course, they complain about health issues and things going on, and they're overweight. I want to just scream and say, if you just did it the way I, if you follow my lifestyle, you probably won't be having a lot of these medical issues you're having. But I try to keep cool. I try to stay calm. I try to, again, lead by example. Here's the story. I'm kind of getting a little bit off track, but it's good because it'll kind of relate to the same thing. I was out last night with my dad, and of course Yoko was with me, my dad, and he had like kind of like a helper with him because my mom is out of town right now doing some work in a tournament, and so my dad has a helper, and so they both came to the medicine or restaurant, and I never met this helper. Her name is Alice. Never met her before, but she's a very, very, very nice woman. But as we got into conversation, she was telling me, and she was like in her mid-70s, and she was telling me how she's type 2 diabetic. She's on high blood pressure medication, and I could tell clearly she could stand to lose a little bit of weight. And I said to her, I said, Alice, I can't guarantee anything, but there's a very, very high probability if you would follow the type of eating program that I do, and it's not difficult. It's all, she totally understood what I was talking about too. Then there's a very, very, very good chance you will not have your diabetes, your type 2 diabetes will go away within a few months. Again, no guarantee, but there's a very good chance, and your blood pressure will come down. You'll lose some weight, and you'll just feel great. And I said all you really have to do is follow this eating program, you know, kind of what I do. Just don't eat any meat, don't eat any animal products. And she even said, I know I should do that. She said, do you really think my diabetes would just go away? I wouldn't have to take my, she's taking oral medication. I wouldn't have to take my oral medication. I said, again, I can't guarantee it. I've seen it time and time and time again. And I think it probably will. But you know something, here's the thing. I hate to say this. I know she's probably not going to change. It's just difficult to make a change in their lifestyle. But I guarantee if this woman, Alice, was hanging around me and we became best friends and we did everything together, I'd say there's a very good chance she would be more prone to living a plant-based lifestyle. But she's going to probably be going back to her home, her culture, her friends, and it's going to be, you know, she's going to be doing what everybody else does. And that's kind of what people do in this country. I mean, look around you. In the United States, where I'm recording from now, and that's where I'm from, that's where I live, most people are on the SAD diet, which is the standard American diet. Processed foods, heavy animal products, a lot of meat, cheese, of course, all the dairy. And that's why, as a nation, we're so sick. But the reason we're all doing this, and I'm not included, but because look around, everybody else is doing it. That you see the commercials on TV, this is what everybody does. So we've kind of become that person or those people. But I'll tell you something, if you went to a country where they weren't doing all that and they were eating differently, then you become those people. And you, let's say you went to like Okinawa, Japan, and they're eating mostly plants and maybe a little bit of fish, and but plant-based good whole foods, then you would become that type of person, and you'd probably be very, very, very healthy. So again, you are who you hang around with. Choose that person or those people that you hang around with. Choose them very, very carefully, because you will become them. I guarantee it. I totally guarantee it. So I'm going to make this kind of a quickie today. I'm not going to go too much longer. I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'll tell you what's coming up in the near future. I'm leaving in a couple days to go to San Diego, where my son is getting married next weekend. I'm going to try my best to keep the podcast going. I'll try my best to do episode 105 from there. So check, you know, next week there should be an episode 105. If for some reason episode 105 is a little bit late, bear with me, but it should be on time. I'm hoping to have something really good to broadcast from out there. Now, I am going to try my best to continue my daily inspirational Periscope broadcast. So again, make sure you download the app. Trust me, it's something you're going to love. And it's not only me, but there are a ton of really good people out there on Periscope, which I can kind of help you out and tell you who to follow. But it's the future. There's no question about it. And we want to be together in the future. What else am I going to do? So I'm going to be out in San Diego for about a week with my son's wedding, spending time with friends and family and all of his friends and his new wife, his fiance, new wife's friends. It's going to be really good because that's what it's all about. You know, in the end, when you get close to the end of your life, and I'm hopefully not even close, but I know there are very few people lying around getting ready to pass away, thinking to themselves, I just wish I would have had 10 more likes on Facebook, or I just wish I would have had 100 more followers on Twitter, or many more hearts on Periscope. I can't believe I did. There are very few people that were ever going to be thinking that. What we will be thinking is, man, I just wish I would have spent a little more time with the people I truly loved. And I wish I would have shut down the social media a little bit more and actually had a real conversation with the people I truly love and want to be with. So there's a lot of noise in our lives these days. I mean, social media is, I've got my device right here. I mean, it's always, I hate to say it, it's kind of always on and I'm getting notifications, but I try to just put it aside as much as I can, turn on do not disturb, and really focus on and spend time with the people that I love, that I want to be with one-on-one, in person, without having to message them. That's really that's the way we really should be living our lives. So listen, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate you. If you like what you're hearing, make sure you share me. That really didn't sound exactly right. Make sure you share my podcast, the David Matter Lifestyle Show, with your friends, your family members, people that follow you. Let's make this thing big, because again, I think we can change the world. Even if it's one person at a time, we can all help and do our best to change the world. So until next time, I'm Dr. Dave, the David Matter Lifestyle Show. I will see you next week. See you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.